Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and we're here in the last week of September, and we'll turn that calendar over to October here later this week, and into the fall months for sure, and the weather has changed, and we're getting that fall nip in the air, and it's a good thing. We enjoy the fall season. And, of course, football season we enjoy, and we're hoping it'll be a good year for our Bucks here in Ohio. Well, listen, if you have a Bible close by, I want to share something with you today that is common to all of us, and that is temptation. Temptation. For that, I want you to go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And for time's sake, we'll just pick up at verse number 13, where the Bible says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." Now, there's really two kinds of temptation. The Bible says earlier that we're to count it all joy when we enter into diverse temptations. And we talks about how God tempted Abraham. Well, God tests us, and the Bible uses the word temptation, and that's okay. Those temptations are trials or tests of our faith. Here's the difference. This temptation from the devil, never from God, is a temptation to sin, a temptation to do evil. God will never tempt you to do evil. God will never tempt you to sin. But I tell you what, Satan sure will. God tries us and tests us, but that temptation to sin, that temptation to do evil, would be contrary to God and to the Word of God. So, if the source of temptation, all of us, the Bible says, there's no temptation taken us, but such as is common to man. It is not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. So we know it's not a sin to be tempted, but we don't want to give in to temptation. Well, let's look first of all today at the source of temptation. What's the source of temptation? Well, first of all, it's not God. God gets blamed for a lot of things that he's not responsible for. Man likes to blame his troubles and his problems and his difficulties on anyone but himself. And that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, does it not? What did Adam do when God confronted him? "It's the woman you gave me." Now, he's not necessarily just blaming Eve. He's blaming God. He's saying, "God, really, it's your fault. If you hadn't given me her, I'd have been all right." But then went to the woman and asked her if she ate of the tree. What did she do? She said, "It's that serpent. He beguiled me and I ate it." You see, listen, it's bad enough when you sin, but it's even worse when you try to blame it on God. Don't do that. God's not the source of that temptation to sin. And here's the thing. It's not Satan. Oh, I know sometimes he'll use outside pressure to get us to do things we shouldn't, but also Satan gets blamed for a lot of things he should. "The devil made me do it," back when Flip Wilson made it famous. The truth is, he didn't make you do it. He's the tempter, but he works with other things in temptation. You say, "Well, preacher, it's not God and it's not the devil, then who's tempting me?" Are you ready? You are. You are. Did you notice? Every man, verse 14, every man is tempted when he was drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Every man is tempted. You say, "Well, I'm not tempted." Yes, you are. Every man is tempted. Every one of us has peculiarities. Every one of us has idiosyncrasies, you know, and we have things that we have to deal with that are unique to us. And the problem is us. The problem is within us. The problem is we have the old nature that is still with us. We're drawn away of our own lust, our own desires. Don't blame your mom. Don't blame your dad. Don't blame your environment. Don't blame your circumstances. Listen, any solicitation to sin that Satan puts our way, any shiny object he puts out there, has to have a corresponding response from within us. Do you notice? Here's the cycle. You're enticed, then you lust, then you sin, and then you die. That's the cycle that always goes. You're seduced by the promises. You're lured off the path. You get your wrong desires, your lustful desires, and then you give in and you transgress God's law. You go against God's law, and if you continue that path, it'll be death. It'll be destruction. It'll be separation. You listen, Eve was enticed. Yea, hath God said? Then she began to lust. She began to desire. She saw the tree was good to look upon, and the fruit was good to eat. And so she gave in. She transgressed God's law and saying, you shouldn't eat that tree. And she ate. She sinned. What happened? They died. Oh, not physically, but spiritually. And they were banished from the garden. They were banished from the presence of God. You remember Achan in Jericho? When he took of the accursed thing, he took of the garments and the gold. You know what he said? I saw, I coveted, and I took. And you know what happened? He died, he and all of his. You read about it in Joshua chapter 7. You see, thoughts will turn into actions. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's why Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, if you're angry with your brother, it's the same as murder. It's why he taught, if you lust after a woman in your heart, you'll commit adultery. Temptation is there. The enticement is there. And when it joins together with your desires, when that union happens, that conception happens, sin follows. And then death follows that. Because the wages of sin is death. So that's why death has to come first. So what do you mean? If death comes first, it won't come last. That's why Paul said, I die daily. That's why he said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. I'm not going to be enticed by the devil. I'm not going to be enticed by my own lust if I make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I'm going to die to the flesh. I'm going to die to the old nature. I'm going to die to the old man. Now, most of our lust, most of our enticement comes through the eye gate. Remember, Eve saw the tree. Achan said, I saw and I coveted and I took. That's why Samson, who ended up going after Delilah, listen, and losing his power with God, one of the first things they did to Samson was they plucked out his eyes. The flesh always likes to lust for something better. And it's through the eye gate so often. Hollywood and their adulterers and Hollywood and its sensuality is all designed for the lust. And our U.S. Advertisers are always getting us to want something better and better and bigger and better and more improved and new. And we're always there to want more. And so when we say we die to self, what we're saying is I'm really dying to those desires. Now, how can that happen? How can that happen? Let me give you some help today, all right? Number one, stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Mark chapter 4 and verse 19, when he talks about the parable of the sower, which is really a parable of the soil, because it's talking about four different kinds of hearts. And he gives a definition here. He gives the detailed explanation that these are they, in verse 18, these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Stay in the word. Don't let the cares of the world, deceitful of riches, and the lust of other things get in. You stay in the word of God, and it'll keep those things out. You'll delight thyself in the Lord. You'll delight yourself in the law of God, and you'll meditate therein day and night. And you won't have to go after those lusts. Number two, make no provision for the flesh. We quoted earlier Romans 13:14. He said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. When drunkards would get saved at a Billy Sunday meeting, he'd tell them, you find a different hitching post for your horse. Don't you go hitching your horse up outside the saloon. Don't do that. Don't make provision for the flesh. It means you don't take measures beforehand. You decide that you're not going to do that. Timothy, flee youthful lust. Get out of there. Don't make provision, prior preparation, to fulfill the flesh. Stay in the Word. Don't make provision for the flesh. Number three, yield to the Spirit of God. Romans 6 tells us we're to yield our members as servants unto righteousness. Whoever we yield to, whoever we submit to, whoever we cease to oppose, we become their servants. We become their slaves. That's why the Bible says we walk in the Spirit and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It doesn't say we'll not have the lust of the flesh, but you won't fulfill it. Walk in the Spirit. That means take repeated steps in the same direction as the Spirit of God. Walk after the Spirit of God. Walk after the things of God. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, he reminds them in verse 16, don't err, my beloved brethren. Don't deviate from the path. Because verse 17, every good and perfect gift comes from God. Bad things sure get blamed on God. But how about some good things? How about the sunshine? How about the air you breathe? How about the house you live in? How about the clothes you have to wear? How about the friends and the food and the job? The church, the Word of God, friends. Listen, let's give him praise for some good things that he does. God's constant. He's always the same. And if you stay with him, you'll be okay. Don't stray. Don't get lured off the path. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to lure us off that path of following God, of walking in the Spirit. Don't let that happen. Now, let's review. Is what the source of temptation? Is it God? No. Is it Satan? No, not directly. Who is it? You, yourself. Every man, when he's enticed, okay, drawn away enticed. And remember, we said it's enticement, then it's lust, then it's sin, then it's death. And that's the progress of, that's the digression, I guess I should say, of every time we yield to temptation. So we don't want to make death last, we make death first. We die to self. How do we die to lust? How do we die to sin? Dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. We stay in the Word of God. Jesus was not enticed, though Satan tried to get him off the path. Why not? He quoted the Word of God. He stayed in the Word. Number two, we make no provision for the flesh. I'm not going to make provision to sin. And so you stay out of those areas. Don't put temptation and opportunity in the same room. Make no provision for the flesh and then yield myself, surrender myself, give myself to the Holy Spirit of God. Don't deviate from that path. Give God glory. Give God credit. For every good and every perfect gift comes from him. And let's make sure that we don't yield to temptation. Well, listen, there's always a way to escape, and there it is. The way to escape is the Lord Jesus himself, and let's go to him. He always defeated the tempter. So when temptation comes, let's make sure that we're going to him and send him to answer the temptation. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Thanks so much for some of you who send a note from time to time. Earlier this week, Janet, I got your note and your gift for the radio. Thank you so much. I sure appreciate you folks and praying for us. And I look forward to being with you again on the broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.